This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Mo Martin picked up her first LPGA victory. She made it count. She won the Ricoh Women's British Open. It's a pleasure to welcome Mo Martin to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Mo.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. That's got a good ring to it. Thanks for that intro.
You know, I understand wanting to finish off a great shot. I understand wanting to make the putt on the 72nd hole. But when you were lining up the eagle putt, do you have any idea how important it was?
You know, all I can say is I knew it was going to be a big deal. I mean, I didn't know. I thought it would, you know, I was hoping at best to get into a playoff. But I knew I was in contention, and so I knew it was going to be a big deal. And so that is what I knew. But, you know, at that point with such great competitors behind me, I didn't know what was going to happen. And even when I got done, I mean, I went to the locker room for like 15 minutes where I knew nobody was going to be, and I was just getting prepared to go into a playoff because I was kind of hoping at best for that.
Tell me about the conditions that day.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Even when I got to the golf course in the morning, it was a good 25 mile per hour wind. And the wind was consistent that whole week, just in the direction. But Sunday was definitely the strongest. And so it was already steady and strong in the morning. And so I just knew it was going to be emotionally and physically a demanding day. So, I mean, I enjoy playing in the wind, so I was looking forward to that. But it's still, I knew it was going to be a great, challenging day, especially with the layout.
You're a great story. You played the Symetra Tour for a long time. Were there times you wondered if all of this was going to come to fruition?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just getting on the LPGA is a really big feat, and a lot of people attempt it, and, you know, not a lot of people get to see it through for various reasons. So, I mean, I'm really fortunate that it did come together, and, you know, I wasn't necessarily groomed to play professional golf, so for me, it just took... It took a while to get myself ready to be in a position where I'd be competitive and be able to make it. I mean, financially, emotionally, and just logistically, really. I had to learn a lot of stuff on my own. So, you know, it took a little bit of time to do that. But I was, all throughout my professional career and also my college career, there was a steady progression. So that kept me going forward and propelled me.
We've alluded to this. You've been doing this a while. You're not 17. Does that make all of this sweeter?
You know, I mean, it is. It's very sweet. It's big fat icing on the cake. But I think to be able to do what I'm doing, I mean, I'm so blessed. And to be honest, like the reward has come. I mean, every single day in practice and being able to share what I do with my family, friends, new fans, to be able to travel the world, to be able to meet all the inspiring people that I do in return. I mean, that's kind of, that has always been the reward for me. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, like, wow, like, you know, you're 31. I mean, yeah, I'm 31.
I was trying not to say that.
Yeah, but that's the point. I mean, people kind of expect you to do this at age 20. And it's like, I mean, that's, I don't know. Like, I'm 31. I'm still very young. Like, I mean, to me, I don't feel like that's old. I mean, I don't feel like they're, and I think golf is an incredible game because, you know, you've got Julie Engster still out there competing and being in contention. And, you know, she's got grown children. And so it's an incredible game, and I know the hype, and it's easy to say, oh, you know, I mean, we have so many young people. I mean, we have Lydia Ko right now, who is still extremely young, but I think that just adds to the flavor. I still feel young. I mean, I'm physically very healthy, and I don't think 31 is old, so...
I don't think 31 is old either, Mo. We're talking with Mo Martin, winner of the Ricoh Women's British Open. Then you come right back. You play last week in Ohio, finished top 10. Was it hard to psych yourself up to get back out there and play?
It was, because I didn't, the travel back from Europe, it took a while. A couple of my flights were delayed, and I didn't have my phone on. I didn't turn it on until I got back to the States. So I get back, you know, Monday late evening, and I turn my phone on, and it basically explodes with messages, which was super nice. But then I wake up Tuesday, and I'm still jet lagged, and then I had press conferences and interviews, and so my preparation for the week was very different than it normally is, and I probably only got 45 minutes to actually practice the way I normally practice. So that was definitely challenging. I mean, I've never started a tournament like that. But I just reminded myself that I was playing well, and I just really tried to focus on a different golf course in a different week. So I was proud of myself for being able to shift my focus once the tournament started, and I was able to adapt pretty well with all the new stuff that was happening, and just a lot more autographs, a lot more pictures showing up, and people wanting to take pictures and new stuff.
Have you had the chance to celebrate yet?
No, I haven't. I just say my caddy Kyle has celebrated for me already. I mean, I really haven't had a chance to. I'm actually throwing out the first pitch at the Dodgers game next week on Wednesday.
Oh, good for you.
And a lot of my family and friends are going to be there, so we might have a little celebration after that.
You have transitioned from the long putter to the conventional putter. Was that primarily because of what's about to happen, and you just wanted to get a jump on that, and obviously it's worked, but was it a hard transition?
Honestly, no. I really believe the puttee has a lot more to do with putting than the putter. But I believe from my experience, I mean, my dad put a long putter in my hand from the get-go. I mean, he thought there would be some advantage to it, and he also put it in my hand, so because over the years, how many hours I was going to be putting, he wanted to save my back. I have scoliosis, so there were multiple reasons, but I also think it really grooms your stroke, I mean, to kind of be all together. And so I think it's easier going from the long putter to the short putter. I think actually the more difficult transition is going from a short putter to a long putter, because there's nothing else in the game like it. I mean, you don't have any other club that's long, and it's just it's kind of a disconnected stroke with both of your hands. So I actually, my coach at St. Andrews last year at the British Open, I just started messing with the short putter, and I just wanted him to give me quick feedback, and he started laughing, and he said, your stroke is actually better with the short putter. So he said, whenever you're ready, go for it. And he said, I don't know when that'll be, but you'll know.
Yeah. And it worked out.
Yeah.
Quick questions before I let you go, so folks get a chance to know you a little bit. When you listen to music, what do you listen to?
Oh, my gosh. I think the most recent artist was David Bowie.
Okay.
I love David Bowie. I was listening to him earlier today.
A big
mix of music. I mean, I've been known to listen to classical or hip-hop or whatever. I kind of appreciate all music.
Last movie you saw in a theater?
Million Dollar Arm.
Oh, okay. All right. When you got a go-to food, what do you like to eat?
Oh, boy. Go-to food. Well, I'm in L.A. right now, and one of my favorite meals here is an Italian place called Tarantino's, so I like Italian food.
Good for you. Mo Martin, winner of the Ricoh Women's British Open. Mo, congratulations, really. It's a great story. A lot of the guys where we play were just pulling for you that morning.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on. Appreciate it.